This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
In the Joy Studios right now is a singer from South Africa. She is currently playing Whitney Houston all over the world. Now it's Melbourne's turn to experience The Greatest Love of All. It's a great live stage show featuring all the classic Whitney songs, a full band, full production, dancers. Welcome to Melbourne and to Joy for the first time, Belinda Davids.
Hi, Leo. How are you doing?
This is your first time to Melbourne.
It is.
You arrived from the Gold Coast last night.
Yes.
I know it's a bit early to say, but what's your first impressions of Melbourne so far?
Well, my first impression is this weather. I love this weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was looking forward to this weather. So when I got to the Gold Coast, it was really warm and everyone was telling me, "Oh, this is really our winter here down here." So I was like, "Oh no, I need to go to Melbourne."
Yeah, it's very cold here at the moment.
Yeah, so I haven't really done anything, but I'm excited to explore.
You are from South Africa.
I am.
You have got 6 siblings. Is that right?
Yes, I do. How did you know that?
Oh, research done.
Oh my goodness. And he just came out to my family.
There you go. But growing up in a big household, was it difficult?
It was not difficult because I was the singer in the family. Mm. I mean, there was always music around, but I was the favorite of my grandmother.
Right.
I'm a grandma child, so I was the favorite and I was always spoiled up until 9 years old. When she passed away, and then my life just went chaotic.
Right, and then
just changed.
I guess when you were growing up, what were your influences, I guess, musically growing up in high school?
We pretty much listened to everything. Sunday mornings was classical music.
Right.
And then during the week or on the weekends, my brother played all these LPs, Lionel Richie LPs, Teddy Pendergrass LPs, goodness, Chaka Khan, Aretha Franklin. So these were all, you know, these were people that I grew up with. These are people that I listened to all the time, and even as an adult.
Great singers. And I was also shocked to learn that you never actually had any vocal training.
No, none. None whatsoever.
Which is very cool, because having that natural voice and hitting those big high notes,
yeah,
it takes years to learn that. But if you're blessed with it, it's amazing.
But it pretty much did take years. You know,
yeah,
it does.
To find yourself and find your voice.
To find yourself and find your voice and practice, you know, and build and learn about your voice. Because, you know, now it's my everything.
14 years old in a band called Maiden Voyage.
Oh,
is that right?
Goodness.
You're in a band called Maiden Voyage.
I was in a jazz band called Maiden Voyage. Yes.
And you're doing gigs and club gigs, and you're doing like gigs for family and
yes,
talent competitions.
Yes.
How was that for you, starting out and getting those early starts in the clubs and those live shows under your belt?
For me personally, it was exciting. That's all I wanted to do, because the responses, I think I was feeding so much of the responses, the attention that I was getting for my talent and, you know, for the ability that I had. Otherwise, it was really exciting to even make a little money while doing it, you know, at such a young age, because I started at 14 and I was in clubs at 14, from the age of 14, while I was going to school and while I was working, you know, as well. So yeah, it was really exciting.
And that led you to releasing an album. You toured
at 16,
and you had a song that was number one in South Africa for like 6 weeks.
Yeah,
called We Go Together.
We Go Together. Oh my goodness,
I couldn't find it online, but and you also traveled the world. You went to Dubai and London, Hong Kong, performing in hotels and clubs and things.
I did.
What a great experience.
It was. I think all of that was a lot of practice. That's what it was. It was the experience, you know, was practice for this moment.
And that leads to, I guess, opportunities, because moving to LA when you were 25, you toured with like Monica and Kelly Price and
Keisha
Johnny
Cole.
Gill.
And
awesome. That must have been an amazing experience for a singer, and also touring with these massive names that everyone knows.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing to have that opportunity. It came actually when I was performing at the Four Seasons in Los Angeles. And just to get into the Four Seasons was a mission. It literally took me 2 years to get that gig. So I was like submitting my CD, submitting demos, submitting a CV of experiences of what I've done over the years. And that's what they wanted. And I got it eventually. And that's when, you know, that's when the bigger opportunities came.
Including this one, doing Whitney Houston.
Including this one.
Exactly right. And we're going to play a track, not from Whitney, but from Ms. Belinda Davids. This track is one of my favorite Whitney songs. And when it first came out, I was going crazy for it. I loved it. And it's a Joy favorite. We love it here on Joy. This is Belinda Davids doing Whitney Houston. I want to dance with somebody.
Now I know.
You're enjoying. Friday morning show with Leo on Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay lesbian radio station. And my special guest this morning in studio is Belinda Davids. She plays Whitney Houston in the tribute show, The Greatest Love of All, in Melbourne tonight, opening night. Are you excited?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you're on now. Oh, there. Okay, hi. I'm excited. I want to get in some kangaroo pockets.
Exactly right. Now, Whitney passed away on the 11th of February 2012.
Yeah.
And I remember I was at home and my radio husband, Jono, who we do a show together, and he texted me and said, Whitney's passed away. And I thought he was joking. I was like, what? Can't be.
I get chills when you just said that.
Yeah.
I get chills.
Where were you when you found out that she passed?
I was at home. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and my friend out of America, she knows that I'm a huge fan. And she called me, didn't even text me. She called me and she said, she calls me Lola. But she called me and she said, Lola, Whitney has passed away. I was like, what? So I was sleeping. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. I was sleeping. I was like, what? No, what? No, what? No. Nonsense. She was like, yes, check the news. So, of course, I waited until 6 o'clock in South Africa to see the news. And when I saw the news, see, I get so heavy-hearted when I think about it, because when I saw it, something just left me, because this woman, she was like Michael Jackson for me. She, you know, because everybody knew or thought these two people would not die. They would not die.
They're immortal.
They are immortal. They were so brilliant at what they did that it's not possible. And it came on, and yeah. Because this was this woman who taught me about myself and my voice. She taught me technique. I copied her everything. You know, I didn't have vocal lessons. I listened to Whitney Houston. And I learned through her how to use my voice.
And I guess watching shows like X Factor and The Voice, there's so many young singers that have obviously studied her singing, because you know, she's an amazing inspiration and leaves behind this amazing legacy. Did you have reservations about taking on this gig playing Whitney?
I didn't have any reservations. I jumped to the occasion when I was told that you need to go and do this audition. And I literally had given My baby boy was 3 months old when I got the call that morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I went full force, and I wanted to do it. I wanted to do it, and I wanted to get it.
Because the producers spent 12 months touring the world and auditioning over 15,000 people in 12 different countries. So they wanted the right person. And, of course, they found you. What do you think stood out for them when they saw you? What was your, what clinched it for you?
I think, you know, according to Johnny, Johnny is very, he's a perfectionist and he looks for little things, you know, because I couldn't believe it when I got it. And when I heard it was out of 15,000 people, I thought to myself, well, there has to be someone who really looks like Whitney and really sound like her. But he was looking for little things, you know. It was, you know, according to him, there was this detail in my voice that made it so much like her, you know. You have to talk to him. Talk to Johnny. Ask Johnny what he wanted.
And the rest is history, because you were doing the show, yes. And you're, since 2012, you've been doing it all over the world.
Yeah.
Just come from a sellout tour in Cape Town in South Africa.
Yeah.
Now it's Melbourne's turn. Full production. You got band, you got backing singers, dancers, all the lights.
Costume changes. Lights, video montages, everything. It's an amazing show. I haven't seen it.
Oh yeah, I need to see it, but
yeah, I haven't seen it yet. But it's a lot of fun.
But playing all those classic songs, I mean, what songs does one leave out in the show? Because there's so many great singles and there's so many people's songs that people love, and also there's a lot of tracks that weren't singles that are fan favorites.
Before we started the show, I think the songs that we picked for the show was across, from the time she started way up until the last album. So we try to get all the big hits. I promise you that when you come to the show next week, you will sing along with every song, because every song that we picked, you know, everyone knows. They are hits. They were her hits. I mean, when I flew over from Cape Town, from Johannesburg to Sydney, I went into the music list and there was her greatest hits. And I listened to it and it literally is all the songs that I'm doing in the show.
Wow.
So we picked it pretty good. And there is not one bad memory in there.
During the show, and I know you've been asked this heaps of times about your favorite Whitney song, but I'm going to ask you, as a singer and vocalist, what's a song which you think is the song that is really hard to sing, or you had to really rehearse? Is there a song that's really quite challenging vocally for you?
There is a song in the show that is usually, when it comes to that song, I go, oh God, I hope I have the vocal clearance ability to do that song, and that's the third song in the show. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Right, because, I mean, watching Whitney's various live performances, I remember watching a performance she did of the song One Moment in Time, which was like climbing a mountain. It's an incredible song.
It is.
And I just think the notes that she hits in that song is just incredible. And of course, I'll Always Love You, of course, but these amazing songs that just come to life in the show, whole new band, dancers and everything. Mm-hmm. The show is on tonight at the Athenaeum Theatre, tonight in Melbourne. It plays right through until Saturday the 30th of May. Tickets are available right now through Ticketek. You go to the website, thegreatestloveofall.com.au, for all the details.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming in, Belinda.
Thank you for having me, Leo.
Belinda David.
So much fun.
Whitney Houston show starting tonight. It's going to be a great show. Have a great night, opening night tonight.
Thank you so much. Wish you could have been there.
I know.
I can't believe you're standing me down.
I'm going next week. We're literally...
Something else. No, I'm kidding.
Well, literally, I'm seeing a gig tonight. A friend's playing tonight.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow, I fly to Auckland tomorrow because my mum's in Auckland in New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
So I fly back Thursday night. So I'm hoping to see a show on Friday night.
Okay.
So that's going to be good. So looking forward to that. But have a great evening night. There's going to be heaps of gay boys there. We love our
yay.
Divas.
Oh, yay. Want to see my boys.
Exactly. And one song we love, Joy, is this one. Oh, I'm
this,
a new woman.
Is this not the theme song?
You enjoy. I'm
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.